Thomas, I don't know how much you put in here, man, but you're trying to kill me, bro. All right. Let me tell you why you're fucking broke. I specifically made this video because I get so fucking pissed off, man. Guys message me all the time. Oh, how do I make money? How do I make money? Well, here's a way you don't make money. Dude, if you play fantasy football, quit. If you walk a dog, especially your girlfriend's dog, through the fucking neighborhood so you can pick his shit up, then you should find something else to do, and you might need to find a new fucking girlfriend. Sterling's laughing in the background. Don't cut that. Fuck you, Sterling. It's true. You know it's true. Sterling, is it true?
True.
True. Quit doing that shit. You mean to tell me you're going to follow a five-pound fucking dog around and pick its shit up? It's 9:30, motherfucker. You should have been at work 3 hours ago. I'm not sorry. This is very non-apologetic. If you're in a running club, that's fucking... First of all, I don't even know why, because all they do is drink beer after. Don't do that shit either. What else is on my list? Getting married and having kids at too young of an age. Dude, if you cannot be in a situation where if you're going to have children, you know for absolutely a shadow of a doubt that you don't need that girl to work, that she can stay at home and raise that baby correctly, and you don't have to send it to some daycare where they're not even going to pay attention to it or pump a bunch of sugar into it, then don't be having kids. It's called a condom. The next thing, you change your career too much. Listen. No matter what you do, it's going to suck for a while until you get it going right. I've said this in multiple videos. It's kind of like boxing or a fight. It's like you're going and boom, you take a jab. And then the next time the jab comes, you slip it. And then you take a cross. And like, okay, slip the jab, boom, cross. Sometimes you might take a cross twice. Now, I've definitely taken a couple of hits that I shouldn't have taken the same one twice. But eventually, boom, boom, dot, and you're good. But if you keep changing your career every time it gets fucking hard, you're just starting over. So you're going to go take a new jab and a new cross. It's like fighting a lefty all of a sudden when you've been fighting a righty. You learn how to do it. Eventually, you're going to roll on top and you get your licks in. Pick at least one thing and absolutely do not fucking quit. Burn the boat. Because changing careers all the time is not going to help you. You lose all your contacts. You lose all your network. You lose all your competencies. And you lose all the lessons that you learned failing. Don't change careers. Boom, you finally get a good job. And the first thing you do is go buy a big fucking house. That's absolutely the most ridiculous thing ever. I am going to cover real estate, but let's just talk about a house just shortly. You don't need to go buy a big ass house. You either need to rent or buy a property that generates you cash flow. The first house I ever bought, I turned into a duplex immediately. And I'll give you some numbers on it. I bought it for $165,000. I ripped all the appliances out, put new appliances in, and spent about $10,000. So let's say I'm at a loan of $175,000. It just appraised for $265,000. So I can take what's called loan to value out of that property, 50, 60 grand or so, and go buy more property with it. But the person in the back paid my mortgage and has paid my mortgage on that property. I don't live in it any longer. So now I cash flow on it the whole time. So if you get a good job and you want to get ahead and you want to try to build some sort of wealth, don't go buy a big fucking house. And if your girlfriend or your wife wants you to do so, you can tell Karen where to get her shit and get the fuck, because that's not what creates wealth. All that does is make her feel good and be able to post shit on Instagram, and it's really not worth it. So just to review, don't play fantasy football. Don't play fucking video games. I can't believe I even had to say this shit. Don't go buy a big ass house and don't go buy some crazy ass car you can't afford. If you get a good job, I would advise you to go to the bank and set up an automatic auto draft that starves you in some way. So money stacks up while you find a place to put the money, whether that's crypto or real estate or starting your own business. That's probably the three best ways to do it. But for God's sakes, do not waste your time walking fucking dogs, playing video games, or being in fantasy football leagues, because that's what losers do. I'll say loser. It's fucking ridiculous. Don't do it, and you'll be way better off. If this video made sense to you, I advise you watch the next one. It's called Stay in the Fight, and it's really important because it teaches you why you should stay in the same business and never give up, why you shouldn't take hard knocks twice. You've got this, man.